Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this spectacular Sunday.
That's it. And our Do Not Fear scripture for the day is out of Joel. Joel 2, 21 and 22. Joel 2, 21 and 22 says, "Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pasture and the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches."
Hallelujah.
That's it.
On today's call, we're going to discuss four places not to look for answers. Proverbs 12:15. "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to counsel is wise." Let us tell you four places where you will rarely, if ever, find the right answers for wisdom and living. Number one, friends without wisdom. If your friends are as lost as a goose in a blizzard, then the possibility of them offering you godly wisdom is remote at best. If your friend has held three jobs in the past 2 years, not really the kind of expert you're looking to when it comes to finding a new job or getting a promotion. 1 Corinthians 5:11, Classic Amplified. "Now I write to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of a Christian brother, if he is known to be guilty of immorality or greed or as an idolater, whose soul is devoted to any object that usurps the place of God, or is a place with a foul tongue, railing, abusing, reviling, slandering, or is a drunkard or a swindler or a robber. No, you must not so much as eat with such a person." Wow. You also need to make sure that you're associating with people who can encourage, exhort, edify, build you up, and lift you up. Proverbs 13:20, New Living Bible. "Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools. Watch your life fall to pieces."
Number two, the talking heads on television. You know what we mean. Anyway, those who have a lot to say and say nothing, you might say, in the talk shows. Walking the red carpet, hosting your own television show, or having Emmys or Oscars on your mantle doesn't mean and make you know or an expert on what you're necessarily talking about, particularly when it's totally outside your field. Harold's daddy, a great guy, really, taught him over the years something funny, and we always enjoyed it, that an expert is somebody who's 15 miles away out of town with a briefcase, or it could be a drip under pressure.
It is.
Compassionate conversation, even when it's strained with tears and doesn't make you a counselor or a competent counselor or an expert. Jumping up and down and dancing, you know, shouting on the set of a TV show doesn't make somebody a pinnacle of wisdom. Point being, Proverbs 19 verse 2 in the New Century Version says, "Enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. If you act too quickly, you might make a mistake." There are a lot of people who could come after you and go, "Hey, I am so excited about this new opportunity." They may be excited, but what do they know about it? You know, it's never interesting to me. I'm just maybe one of the few, but I think I'm one of the many, to watch a bunch of people tell me all of their views on certain things, and they have nothing to do with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Number three.
Articles in secular magazines. If you want to be entertained and nauseous at the same time, walk slowly down the magazine aisle of your nearest grocery store, observing the titles. Titles like "Three Signs You Might Get Fired," "The 10 Hottest Songs to Have Sex To," "Eat Less, Exercise More," blah, blah, blah. "What Guys Really Fear About Cheating," "6 Things you didn't know about sweat. If you look through these magazines, you'll notice that in most instances, advertisements offering products that will supposedly solve the kind of problems you just read about. When I read about anything, it must pass the truth test. You're the same way, honey. Administered by the greater one that's within us.
Amen. And number four, Google results on the net. Google can be, well, it can be helpful at times. You can find some amazing, unbelievable information on the net. You can Google and voila, there's a ton, a world of knowledge before you, so to speak, knowledge of certain types. We quickly, however, need to point out that any idiot with a computer, I hate to put it that way,
it's true,
and the internet access, which there's to about everybody anymore, can post opinions about life and anything else. The results we find on a Google search should not be considered always the truth, the whole truth, and for sure nothing but the truth. In fact, many cases, it has nothing to do with the truth, but you can find interesting facts, so to speak. In John 14:6, however, which is the truth, we read this, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In order to really seek truth, I mean the real truth, we need to seek the Lord. And here are seven places where we should look for wisdom in this world.
Number one, always look for wisdom from the one who's always right. Judges 18:5. And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray thee of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous.
Number two, always look for wisdom from someone who meets a scriptural criteria. Psalm 1:1-2 says this, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous and enviable is a man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But, and here's a criteria, his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And on his law, meaning the Lord's law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night.
Number three, always look for wisdom from someone who has a hunger to know more. Proverbs 8:32-35. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear my instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. The Message Bible version of Proverbs 8:32-35 says it this way. So my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline. Live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me. Awake and ready for me each morning. Alert, responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life. My real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death.
That's strong. And number four, always be willing to buy information that provides godly wisdom. In Proverbs 23:22-23,
hallelujah.
Yes, it does. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The Message Bible translation, which we like to throw in, as we have, kind of makes it right down where you live in. It says, listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, don't neglect her. Buy truth, don't sell it for love or money. Buy wisdom, buy education, buy insight.
Number five, always seek an abundance of wisdom. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Number six, always know that wisdom will never contradict the word of God. Proverbs 19:2 in the New Century Version says, enthusiasm, we just read it, remember, without knowledge is not good. If you act too quickly, you might make a mistake.
And number seven, always look for wisdom to protect you. Proverbs 2:9-11, New Living Translation. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. It's also important to know that godly wisdom will go against the flow of popular opinion or culture. Wisdom will often go against what's easy and desirable and according to the standards of God.
You know, the world's wisdom is to buy what you want when you want it without consideration for the consequences of tomorrow. The great thing about wisdom is that it's not a respecter of persons. Everybody, regardless of any socioeconomic conditions, can get wisdom if they seek for wisdom. Wisdom isn't hiding from you. It's readily accessible. In fact, it's full in the Word of God. According to Proverbs 1:20 in the New Living Translation, it says, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square, meaning everyday life can teach you a lot. When wisdom calls out to you, answer and you will reap the reward. Proverbs 8, listen to this. This is so good. Proverbs 8:17-18, Classic Amplified. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation, and right standing with God. You know, that is a pretty good reason to be looking for wisdom in all the right places, which, what can we say, is the Word of God.
Another place you look for wisdom in the right place is tonight. It's 6 p.m. Eastern.
There you go.
Rich Thoughts TV. You can see it at youtube.com. Go to Rich Thoughts TV online. You can go to Savior Connect. You can go to Facebook at Brother Harold. Hallelujah. Any of these places you can go and find wisdom.
Amen.
And until then, and tomorrow morning, every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.